feel like that was one where you sort of had to stick with it as a group to kind of find your game, and when you did, it definitely got there.
Yeah, no, I think we battled. That's a tough team to play against. They have a lot of skill, play a game the right way. So we battled, found our game, and then once we were in the driver's seat, we didn't give it up.
What was the key to that? Because they are really, have lots of skill, but getting in the driver's seat, not giving it up, what did you do right to make sure that happened?
Yeah, obviously, Skins made some huge saves for us. I thought we defended really well in our own zone. The chances that they did get, Skins made some big saves for us, and that's got to continue. We started in our D zone, and when we had our opportunities, guys were putting the puck in the back of the net, too.
So this is the kind of game you guys want to play, the kind of team that you want to be. Is there a bit of satisfaction in being able to kind of deliver that down the stretch here?
Yeah, we're always hungry to continue to get better. So I don't know if satisfaction is the word, but definitely you can take some good pieces of that game and build on them. So that's a good sign for us here. We got a lot of important hockey coming up, and no game more important than our one on Saturday.
You guys got to tell Matias every game you play, you're playing one of his former teams.
Yeah, I mean, he's every time he plays against his former team too, he's stepping up and making huge plays. So he's been great for us, and it's got to be good for him to have a night like that tonight.
This is the blue line that you're going to carry, to the postseason when you get there. When you guys dial it in, how do you feel about the quality of game you can put out there when you're on, and how you feel about this group? You know what it takes to go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I think we're really confident in the group that we have. I think it's you look throughout the three pairs, and when we go seven, like all seven guys can play in all situations. So that's a good sign. I think for us, we all know our roles that we got to play, and doing that to the best of our ability, and doing whatever we can to help the team win.
We've come in here lots and heard your team say, man, it was hard to get to the neutral zone tonight. It was a real slog out there. It was tightly played. They're saying that in their room right now. Is that a good sign for your team that you can frustrate someone defensively for a full 60 minutes?
Yeah, it's a good sign, but it's got to continue. I think that's the important thing, right? Like, obviously, doing it at this time of the year, doing it one night's not good enough. You got to do it the whole time, and how tight the standings are and how important each and every game is. So it's a good sign. But like I said, it's got to continue again into our next one.
No matter how defense plays, team defense, whatever, you don't get from point A to point B without a guy like Skinner doing what he's been doing a lot down the stretch for 10 games.
100%. Like I said, like there's chances in the game that the other team is going to earn, and he made some huge saves for us. And when you make the saves like that, keeps the game, the score what it is. And on top of that, I thought we did a good job of reciprocating it and going down on the offensive end and finding ways to bury our chances.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.